السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence. بإذن الله. I'm your host, Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to, inshallah, use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools so that you can move from average to excellence, بإذن الله. So alhamdulillah, as usual, I am super excited to meet you in another episode. Particularly, this episode is quite special for me. Guess why? Well, this is the 50th episode of the Best Versions podcast. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. We have been consistent in releasing one episode every single Friday for the last 50 weeks. That's an incredible thing in the space of podcasting. So I'm, alhamdulillah, ever thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling this milestone. So in order to celebrate this milestone, I have prepared a very special episode today. As I have told you hundreds of times in these episodes, the goal of these episodes is to actually help you move from average to excellence, to live a really great life, inshallah. So it is to help you achieve the best versions of yourself. If that is your goal, then that requires you to be a lifelong learner. It requires you to push yourself and improve daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. That's why I have decided to share my own three strategies to make learning a lifelong habit. That's why I think you will find this particular episode quite beneficial, inshallah. So if you are here to achieve your best versions of yourself, inshallah, you should know that you need to be a lifelong learner. And inshallah, in this episode, you will learn the most important three strategies that help me to make learning a lifelong habit. Now, this is a subject we can obviously talk about for hours. However, I believe in brevity. The shorter the message, the easier to implement. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted this virtue to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? As Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in Sahih Bukhari, I have been sent with jawami al-qalim. You know, jawami al-qalim, that means the short, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could speak in the shortest expression, carrying the widest meanings. I sure don't have that ability, and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all that beautiful quality to be short but very meaningful in our conversations. I think by keeping this episode short, simple and easy, more people can inshallah benefit from them immediately, bi'idhnillah. Now, before we begin discussing my strategies to make learning a lifelong habit, we must first define what I mean by learning. Do I mean learning as a structured thing like going to a school or university or going to a college or to a course or following a certain online course or online programs? Well, all of them are forms of learning, obviously. However, most of us can't commit to such forms of learning for lifelong, right? I mean, we can't keep on going to universities and schools and colleges one after the other. And I don't know anyone who keeps going to university after university until they die. However, what I'm trying to say here through learning is learning beneficial things through various means. You know, I know many people, for instance, who spend 1 to 2 hours a day learning new and beneficial things. They don't do that by going to a school or university, but they learn mostly through books, podcasts, and at times through online programs. And when I talk about learning in this particular episode, I actually mean more in this form, learning more in general terms, okay? Yeah, that's true. You can learn by listening to a good talk, reading a book, listening to podcasts, audiobooks, and attending regular classes, or even following an online program. The opportunities to learn right now are actually endless. regardless of where you live, we all have an equal opportunity to learn most things for free, alhamdulillah, right? I mean, take the example of YouTube or podcast. It's free for everyone. Right now, this podcast, you're listening to it, I'm not charging you anything for that, right? It's free. Today, I can listen to a world-renowned Islamic scholar or even a Stanford scientist while being in the comfort of my home. I don't need to fly to America, for instance, and sit in front of a professor to learn the scientific things, or fly to a certain country and learn from an Islamic scholar. Alhamdulillah, we all have the opportunity right now to learn at a certain level. Obviously, the levels, learning online and learning through this, I'm not arguing it is the same like sitting in front of a scholar, but still, you can learn a lot through these kind of ways. Right now, I can attend free online classes in Stanford, Harvard, and in many other world-class universities just by using my internet at home. I can listen to world-renowned Islamic scholars or even scientists and learn from them for free by listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, or buying a book. Now, unlike 20, 30 years before, learning has been actually democratized. Almost everyone from every corner of the world has access to information through the thing called internet. I know I recently came across a story of an Indonesian guy. I think he didn't even finish his primary or secondary school, but subhanAllah, he built a small airplane just by watching YouTube videos. So just saying, I mean, subhanAllah, the opportunities are endless for all of us. The only thing we need to do is to make use of it. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has blessed all of us actually with a certain amount of intelligence and skills, right? The question is whether we use our intelligence and abilities to achieve the best version of ourselves. Are we utilizing it to improve our lives and the lives of others around us? Or are we wasting our time through these technologies? So if you want to, inshallah, use your intelligence and skills to get to the next level in your life, I think making learning a lifelong habit is essential, is crucial, is important. So that's why I believe this particular episode will, inshallah, significantly benefit you, bi'idhnillah. Now, are you ready to make learning a lifelong habit in your life? If that's a big yes, let's begin straight away with strategy number one. So what's the strategy number one? Well, strategy number one is make learning a daily habit. Yes. If you want to make learning a lifelong habit, you must first make it a daily habit. Just like eating, sleeping, brushing your teeth, praying, make learning a daily habit. Spend at least a few minutes every single day learning something new. It can be reading a book for a few minutes, or listening to a high quality podcast, or watching a YouTube video that teaches you beneficial things, or following an online or offline course. Whatever that suits you best. And whatever that interests you most. Make sure you do it every single day. Even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes. Right? The consistency is actually key here. I mean, not every one of us will have the luxury of learning 1 to 2 hours of time every single day. I understand that. That's fine. But as long as you can make it at least 5 minutes every day, that's a great start. I would suggest 10 to 15 minutes would be the best choice if you can do that. So you can learn in those few minutes. But even if you can't do that 10 to 15 minutes, even 5 minutes is fine. Now, I can maybe give you a couple of examples how you can do that to make it a daily habit. Number one, decide what form of learning you would like to begin with. I mean, if you like reading, perhaps, yeah. Buy a good self-help book that you wanna, that you are interested of, obviously, whatever the subject is that interests you most. Get a book and start learning from that. Or if you prefer listening, and I know many people who don't wanna read, they like to listen. That's fine. We are all different, right? Then you may opt for an audiobook or listening to a high quality podcast. I mean, the choice is yours. So decide first what what form of learning you would like to begin with. Okay. Number two, decide when and where you are going to do it. That's very important, because the reason that we don't do, or the reason most of the times we miss to do things, or we don't get things done, because we haven't made a firm decision what to do next. So this is about deciding what you want to do next. So decide what form of learning, number one. Number two, decide when and where you are going to do it. For instance, you can say, okay, I have decided now, right now, to read a book. I will read a book for 15 minutes every single day after my Isha prayer. So it's pretty clear what you will do, when will you do, and how will you do it, right? Or you can say, well, I will listen to an audiobook every day during my commute. Or you can say, I will listen to a podcast while washing my dishes or cleaning my home or doing any other activity that doesn't really require much brain power. So whatever that is, okay, I have given you a couple of examples. Make sure that you decide what form of learning. Number two, make sure where and when and where you're going to shall I do it. That's very important. Like, I can give you a couple of examples from my life. I love reading, so I make it a point to read like every single day as much as I can. Alhamdulillah. But I also listen to a lot of, not a lot, I listen to one or two podcasts that are very, very high quality, and that really, really helps me grow in my spirituality, in as well as increasing my knowledge in many various other ways. So I do that usually during my exercise session in the morning when I cycle, when I go to the gym, or when I cycle in the morning, I like to do that. Or even by cleaning the house. So you can basically combine certain things, such as, you know, cleaning the house, for instance, and listening to the podcast, because you don't need that much of brain power while cleaning the house, right? So you can use that brain power to listen to something that is beneficial for you, inshallah. So that is strategy number one, okay? Make learning a daily habit, and I gave you a couple of examples how to do that. Number two, strategy number two is teach it to others. Now, before you wonder what teaching has to do with making learning a lifetime habit, listen to me attentively, okay? First, ask yourself, why do you want to learn new things? Why do you want to learn new things? I mean, I want to learn new things to energize my body, my mind, and soul, so that I can achieve my best versions in worship, energy, love, and legacy. That's my goal. I don't want to learn about every single thing in the world. I'm quite particular about what I want to learn. Things that don't really interest me, I don't really go into that. But things that I know, okay, this will inshallah help me to energize my body or mind or soul, then I am all in with that. So that's the goal, right? So now my question to you is, what do you want to learn? Why do you want to learn new things, okay? Now, learning is only beneficial if you can remember what you learn, right? I mean, otherwise, no point. You might spend an hour or two, but you don't remember anything what you have learned. So that's very important. That's the most crucial criterion. You should remember what you learn. I mean, again, as I said, you can spend an hour of learning, but if you can't remember at least a few things about what you learn, it is certainly not beneficial for you, right? So that's where teaching what you learn to others is highly beneficial. Now, science says that the best way of remembering what you learn is actually to teach it to others. SubhanAllah, there's an interesting study that I came across recently that proves the effectiveness of teaching, or at least having the intention of teaching others while learning something. In this study, the participants were given some material to study, okay? So the researchers actually split the participants into two groups. The first group was told they would have to teach the material to another student before taking a test, okay? That was the first group. The second group was told they would just take a test. So just learn this material, you will take a test afterwards. The first group, they were told, okay, you will basically learn this material, but before you take a test, you will teach this to a student. Okay, so keep that in mind. The second group was just told, you will just take a, we will tell you, you will take a test after this after learning this material. The students who thought they would teach later on actually remembered more and actually got more answers right on the test. Subhanallah. Amazing, right? Now, the crazy thing is the students never actually taught the material. They didn't teach it to anyone. But just thinking they would made the difference. So while learning, have the intention to teach it to someone else later. When you do that, you learn it actually more deeply and can remember what you learn. And I'm not going to go into this science and neuroscience and all these things. Let's make it simple. As I said, the fact is, which is scientifically proven, when you have the intention, at least while learning, you have the intention to teach it to someone else, you will learn it better and you will remember it better. And I know this for, I know this one firsthand. I mean, as a podcaster, author, course, and content creator, everything I learn is potential material for an article, podcast, or course. So whenever I learn something, I keep asking how I would explain this concept to someone else. And that helps me retain what I learn most of the time, alhamdulillah. Now, I understand what you say, like, oh no, I don't want to become a teacher. And I don't want to keep on teaching things to others. I understand that not all of us are eager to do that. But here's the thing. I'm not asking you to teach anything to anyone. Just have the intention. That itself has a huge, huge benefit to you, inshallah. And I don't ask you to become a teacher as well. I ask you to just explain what you learn to your, maybe, to your loved ones, or even to some inanimate things. You know, one of the things what you could do is, let's say you don't like really teaching to others, you don't want to explain things. That's fine. I understand that. But what you can do is just keep a bottle of water in front of you and try explaining to that bottle of water what you learned. Because when you are trying to express that in your own words, then you understand whether or not you really understood that. So just explaining what you learned to others actually helps you understand that thing better. Okay? And also it helps you to retain what you learned. And I do this, alhamdulillah, very often. I explain what I learned to my family and friends quite often. And that's how I became, alhamdulillah, who I am right now. And that helps me a lot in retaining that information as well. And I see now that from my youngest daughter, mashallah, she tries to emulate me. She's around 10 years old, and she loves explaining what she learned in school. You know, every time she comes from school, she goes into all the details in her charming, sweet ways, like, oh, I did that, I learned these. And that way she can remember these things actually much, much better. And I make it a point to ask, okay, what did you learn today? Tell me, can you explain to me? So that would be a beautiful way for you as well to, you know, interact with your kids. Like, hey, what did you learn today actually? Can you explain to me? The very simple thing that the child does, explaining to you, helps that child understand the thing better. Now, here's the thing. As the study proved, even if you don't end up teaching others, just thinking that you are going to teach the particular material to others will improve your retention. Now, think about what happens when you actually start to teach it to others. Well, that's when the real magic happens. If you don't believe me, try this on your own and see what really happens, inshallah. So that was the second strategy. The strategy is teach it to others. Whatever you learn, make it a point on a daily basis, if you can, to teach it to others, because that will help you to understand the material better. Number two, it will help you to retain what you learn, which is obviously far more crucial if you wanna continue being a lifelong learner, inshallah. Let's move on to strategy number three. Strategy number three is about practicing what you learn. Now, what's the point of learning? Well, the goal of learning is actually to put what you learn into practice, right? Practice is actually the fastest way to close the gap between who you are right now and who you want to become, inshallah. So if you want to become better at anything, the most important thing you need to do is practice what you learn. Now, I do understand it's easier said than done. And I'm also fully aware that you won't be able to practice everything you learn. It's impossible. I mean, none of us can do that. That's why I often say, practice what resonates with you most. Practice what resonates with you most. I mean, you may not like everything you learn, right? And you may not find it easy to practice everything you learn. That's totally fine. I mean, certain things are easier for you to practice and certain other things don't really attract you much, right? I mean, perhaps you might have listened to every podcast of mine and it didn't resonate with you. Not everything, right? That's fine. When you start practicing what resonates with you most, then you will see a difference in your life. For instance, I knew what food to eat for breakfast and lunch to improve my focus and productivity. I knew that exactly. However, I wasn't really putting that into practice as much. However, after learning that subject repeatedly from different angles, from different books, and from different scientists, it really resonated with me a lot and pushed me to put that into practice. And putting that into practice actually helped me so much that I hardly have any issues, alhamdulillah, with focus and productivity during the day. So I learned something and then I knew that it is good for me, but I didn't put it into practice. But when I started to put it into practice, I saw its impact. And that's mind-boggling. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And that helps you to be consistent afterwards. I mean, you want to continue that practice because you feel good, right? So learning is good, but putting that into practice, or at least putting what resonates with you most into practice, helps you move from average to excellence. So when it comes to putting what you learn into practice, you need to know that it usually never happens the first time, right? As I said before, just before, like, I knew about what food would really increase my focus if I would switch my breakfast and dinner into a certain different type of food. I knew that, but the problem is I never practiced it for a long time. However, I came across the same thing again and again and again and again, and that really resonated with me. So that's why keep on repeating what you learn, and then keep on learning new things every day helps you. Okay, let's say you learn something new and it resonates with you a lot. You may start practicing, or you plan to practice it soon, right? However, it rarely happens. So after some time, you forget what you once learned, just like in my case. However, if you are a repetitive learner, you will learn the thing again from another person or a source. And this repeated exposure to what you learned helps you actually practice what you learn. For instance, I can give you another example, like certain hadith. You hear about that hadith and you know exactly what you should do, but then you forget about that. And then after some time, you learn that hadith from a different person, from a different book. So the more you learn the same hadith repetitively from a different angle, it actually helps you put that into practice. I mean, we see this technique a lot in the Quran as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, reminder benefits mu'min. And we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually repeatedly talks about the essentials of our faith. I mean, take for example, paradise or hellfire. How often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about it? There are so many different stories surrounding this theme, right? The entire Juz-Amma, for instance, the last part of the Quran, more or less talk about the Day of Judgment, the next world, paradise and hellfire. It repeatedly talks about it again and again and again and again and again. Because it's our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is fully aware of how our brain works. He is the one who created it and shaped it in such a way that we humans need repetition to learn anything. We need constant reminders. We need repeated exposure to what we learn so that we can remember things. That's why scientists say the repetition is the mother of learning. So learning new things is important, but it's more important because when you try make it a point to learn every single day, you will come across the same thing that you learn from a different angle. You have a different exposure to that same material, and that helps you to put things into practice, inshallah. Now, if you have ever tried to memorize a part of the Quran, you know that how it is. The first time you memorize it, it sounds like perfectly okay to you, right? You are sure you can remember it for a lifetime. However, when you don't repeat it regularly, you forget that part you memorized and you wonder what happened to that memorization. So learning a new thing isn't different from that. You need regular exposure to the thing you want to remember. So this repetitive learning is also coined as spaced repetition in scientific literature. So spaced repetition is a way to learn things that makes it easier for you to remember them later. I mean, imagine you are trying to learn a new language. If you try to memorize a few words all at once, it might be hard to remember them all. But if you practice a little bit every single day, it will be easier to remember them, right? So taking breaks between studying or memorizing makes it actually easier for you and for your brain to remember what you have learned. It's like giving your brain time to rest and absorb the information better. So being exposed to certain information repeatedly, but with a certain gap, makes you remember things easily, which ultimately helps you put that into practice. And as I said, practice is essential if you want to make learning a lifelong habit. Why? Well, every time you practice something from what you learned, you are actually reinforcing your mind that learning is beneficial, and that keeps you going. So, it's like a virtuous cycle. Okay? You learn something, teach it to others, and practice that, which motivates you to actually learn more. And then you go on and on, learn something even more challenging, and then teach it to others, and then practice it consistently, which again takes you to more learning. So that's the summary of the entire episode. Okay? Making learning a daily habit actually helps you to teach it to others, and which actually lead you to practice it in your life. So I sincerely believe this episode will be a game changer in months and years to come if you put these strategies into practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to learn new and beneficial things so that we can constantly close the gaps between who we are and who we wanna become. So if you find this episode beneficial, please do two things. Number one, make dua for me, inshallah. Number two, spread this goodness with your family and friends. So that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I hope this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. So until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. Love you all very much. And let me end the podcast with the greetings of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.